Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Yesterday, I spent the whole hour talking about a concept called a five-year plan. And I think the five-year plan is a very, very important planning tool. I was trying not to use the word planning, but I used it. But my thought is this. If you don't know where it is you're trying to get to, then any road's going to get you there. It will. I mean, you could just walk down any path and you're just going to get to wherever you're going, but it's not going to be in accordance with where you think you're going or where you want to go. Or maybe you do want to go. I don't know. We're getting real philosophical here. So let me dial it back a little bit. So when it comes to five-year planning, organizations spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of human capital working on those five-year plans, because what they're trying to do is to develop a strategic flow that's going to get them from where they are today to somewhere in the future. Now, a lot of you are thinking, wow, man, you know, 5 years from now, I don't even know what I'm going to be doing next Friday. And be honest with you, I don't know what I'm doing next Friday either. But it doesn't negate the fact that you really need to figure out what your future needs to look like. Because once you understand where you're trying to get to, you can actually start developing the plan that facilitates you arriving to where you're trying to arrive at. So yesterday, I talked to you a lot about painting a picture in your mind. We did. We talked about something called SMILE. Do you remember? And the concept of SMILE was to give you an idea or an acronym for the things that you need to take into consideration when you're trying to develop what the future looks like. And SMILE is an acronym for social, managing, income, leisure, and energy. And I think those are things that you need to machinate on. Now, in my bedroom, my wife has built a 3x4, she calls it the dream board. And the dream board is on our wall because it gives us a daily reinforcement of where we're trying to get to. And the way she's got this thing organized, she has it set up with 5 years, 1 year, 90 days, and then eternity. And the reason she does that is so that we're constantly reminded of where we're trying to get 5 years from now, what we're trying to do in the next year, which will tie in with that five-year goal. And along that lines, we do the 90-day look because it gives us an idea, a representation of the things that we want to accomplish in the next 90 days, because that 90-day plan is nested within the one-year plan, which is nested within the five-year plan. Now, we've got eternity on there because when we're gone, we're gone. But the assets that we acquire will still be here. You can't take it with you. It's been proven for centuries that you can't take it with you. I mean, look at the pharaohs, man. They were buried with all of their loot. When they dug up the pharaoh's tombs, what was in there? The sarcophagus, the mummy. And if the tomb raiders had not found their way into that tomb, the loot. It was all there. So attorney duty to us with regards to assets is what we leave behind. And on yesterday's show, I mentioned to you that one of the most important things to me is my family. I love them. I cherish them. I adore them. I really have a strong feeling for my family. Because I'm going to share something with you that I don't think I've ever shared on the air before. You know, I came out of a household growing up. We didn't have much money. As a matter of fact, both my parents were alcoholics. So they were more interested in drinking than anything else. They were functional alcoholics, meaning they were able to get up every morning and go to work and go do whatever work they did. But when they came home from work, they went right to the bottle and started drinking. I guess that's how they coped. And as a result of that, there wasn't a huge concept of love in my household. Yeah, we use the word love, but I just never really felt love. So as I grew up, I decided that I was going to change that. That behavioral pattern was going to stop with me. And then going forward, I was going to present something different in my household so that love could be conveyed and shared. And that's part of the reason my family is so darn important to me. And one day, I'm not going to be here, but my stuff will be. So that's going to go to my spouse, provided she's still here. And if she's not, it goes to my kids. But wait a minute. What about grandkids? Ah, now we've got to get to the 5-year plan. Stick around, because we're going to talk about what needs to be in that plan.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, we're talking about a 5-year plan. And a 5-year plan, I believe, is absolutely essential to you achieving whatever success you desire to achieve in life. So what you really need to do is you need to figure out, what is your life going to look like in 5 years? I mean, formulate that idea in your mind. On yesterday's show, I pretty much spent the whole show talking about how to do that. So if you don't know how to do that, or you didn't hear the show, go to LifestylesUnlimited.com, and when you get there, there's a tab on the website that says radio. Click on the radio button, and what you're going to see are podcasts. And all of our podcasts are created from these live radio shows that we do. So take a listen, because I think you might get some information that will help you frame what the future could be or should be for you. Now, I'm being very careful not to try and put seeds in your mind. I really am, because I think it's very dangerous that if I travel down this road and I say, okay, this is what your five-year plan needs to look like. This is these are the goals and objectives you need to set in relation to the vision that you set, yada, yada, yada. I think what happens is you start taking on what I say and adopting it. And the danger there is it may not tie in with what you ultimately want. So figure out what your vision is. Where do you want to be? Now, I will tell you one thing, and it's a global thing. And it has to do with one of the mission statements that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, our organization is built on the framework that we will help our members to achieve retirement in 5 years or less. So for any number of people, 5 years may be the perfect number. For others, 2 years is the perfect number. For some people, maybe they need a little more time, because it just depends on where they start the journey. But if you're looking to develop a plan, I would suggest to you that maybe you could take that concept that in 5 years you see yourself being retired. Now, our definition of retirement is based on the concept that you acquire assets. And in our case, we acquire real estate assets, specifically in the residential space. Because I'll tell you, if the pandemic hasn't taught us anything, the pandemic has certainly taught us that everybody needs a place to live. And man, during the pandemic, holy smokes, not only was it a place to live, it was a place to work, it was a place to shop, it was a place to do just about everything that we were doing in our lives. And we're still kind of doing it today. So when you have assets that are producing passive income, and that passive income is meeting or exceeding your cost to support your household, you've effectively retired yourself. Yeah, at that point, you regain control of your life. Yeah, the freedoms that you gave away when you went into the workforce, you now get back. It's a good place to be. So, you know, if you think that that is something in your vision you need to have, put it in your vision. It's totally cool. And by the way, everything that I'm going to talk about today, you can do this for just about anything. Okay. But I'm putting in the context of you and the people that are most important to you. And if you're married, make sure you're doing this with your spouse, because I'll tell you what, it could be disastrous if you both have your own five-year plans and they're diametrically opposed to each other. You have to be on the same page. Once you get that vision all laid out, you understand what it's going to look like in 5 years. The next thing you really need to do is you need to sit down and think about, how am I going to get there? What are the things that I need to achieve? What are my long-range goals? What are the objectives that I'm going to create to help me get to those goals? And you map all of that out. And what that does for you is it gives you the information that you need. I'm going to go out here in left field for a second, and because I don't want to spoil your mindset, what I want to do is I want to say you're 7 years old and you want to play baseball. And by the time you become 12 years of age, 5 years from now, you want to be good enough at baseball to where you can play for your little league team. Now, I know anybody can like show up and play little league. I get that. But what if you want to be the best player on that team? How are you going to get there from the age of 7 to the age of 12? And if you're like me, I can't remember what happened at the age of 7, let alone the age of 12. That was so far in the past. But that 7-year-old would be looking at that goal or that objective of being the best baseball player on that team. And once they identify that, they're going to put together a framework that's going to help them to get there. Now, I'll be honest with you. More than a year out, actually trying to get into what we call operational planning, it's really hard to plan out what you're going to do more than a year from now. Heck, it's hard to plan out what you're going to do in the next year. But you can make some supplementary goals to achieve within the next year that will support where you're trying to get to in year 5. So for our 7-year-old playing baseball, or who wants to play baseball, who wants to be on his little league team and be the best little league player on that team, maybe in a year from now, that little leaguer wannabe, maybe he learns how to throw the ball, catch the ball, and hit the ball. So that means in the next 90 days, there are certain things that he or she needs to do to support that. When we come back from the break, I'll have more on that thought.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Little League, and you're sitting there thinking, what? Yeah, if you just tuned in, I've actually been talking about the concept of putting together a 5-year plan for yourself. And that 5-year plan is necessary, in my opinion, as well as the opinion of a lot of other people, in order to keep you focused and keep you on track with what you're trying to achieve. And the analysis I was making was you have a 7-year-old that wants to be the best little league player on his team in the next 5 years. Now, I realize 7-year-olds probably are not in a position to do a 5-year plan. So just humor me, because what I don't want to do is I don't want to drop seeds in your mind as to what you think you should be doing as opposed to what you decide you want to do. So within that 5-year plan, you have nested plans and nested goals and objectives. Meaning when I do all of my planning, I look 5 years out, and then I look 1 year out, and then I look 90 days out. And what I do is I look at what I'm trying to achieve in 5 years, and then I figure out the goal or objective I need to hit in 1 year in order to support that 5-year goal. And then once I know what that 1-year goal is, I look at the things that I need to do in the next 90 days in order to support that 1-year goal, because it's all kind of a domino effect. Think about it. It's easier to control the very near future than it is the far off future. And I'm not going to get into the real minutia that goes on with some of these planning things. And I'll be honest with you, there's really no right way or wrong way to go about the planning process. What I'm sharing with you is the planning process that was taught to me by the United States Army. Yeah. In the United States Army, we spent a lot of time focusing on where does the organization need to be in the next 5 years. And that's not just the Army as a whole. That's elements downline within the Army, actual combat forces that go out and do the business of prosecuting wars. And every different type of unit in the Army is organized differently, has different capabilities that it provides on the battlefield. So although you've got all these different types of units in the United States Army, and you have this one overarching organization called the United States Army, each of those different types of units are working on their own five-year plans, which are nested within the overall planning structure. See how deep this can go? And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to not do is like blow up your brain, because that's not where I want to go. But what I'm really trying to do is just to get you to understand the basic fundamentals of doing a five-year plan. And that five-year plan really starts with you thinking about the future. And I'll tell you what, just doing that can be difficult. You know, there was a time in my life that I didn't do any planning at all. And we're going back a couple of years. As a matter of fact, when I became a member of the military and I started to get involved with the planning process, because a lot of what we do in the military, I've said this before, I'll say it again, has to do with planning, preparing for what may come. And then when it comes, you react accordingly. But you are prepared to meet it face to face when it occurs. And there's no right or wrong way for you to do a five-year plan. It's the fact that you're going through the process. It's the fact that you're thinking about the process. You know, one of my favorite quotes was the quote that said, plans are useless. Planning is everything. And the reason I like that quote is because, well, one of the things I learned in the military is that when the bullets start flying, the plans go out the window. But the fact that you have been planning to prepare for the bullets to fly is what makes you successful moving forward after the bullets have flown. And you've got to do that same thing in your life. Because there was a time in my life where I didn't do that. I mean, the Army taught me this outstanding planning process. As a matter of fact, I was looking on the internet a little bit earlier because I was curious, what's the Army doing now in relation to teaching soldiers how to plan? And I stumbled across one of the Army websites that I'm allowed to access. And it talked about some of the general officer, I mean, those are guys with the stars on their shoulders, general officer courses that are available to people that become general officers. Now, I was never a general officer. I never made it that far. To be honest with you, wasn't really interested in making it that far. But I was amazed to see all of the different courses that are available to general officers, depending on their rank structure, whether they have a 1-star or 2 stars or 3 stars or 4. And the majority of the specialized courses that are offered to those general officers. And some of them are not just offered. Some of those are mandated. They must attend those courses. Talk about planning. It's all about strategic planning. It's all about thinking about the future. See, our military understands that planning is probably one of the most important things that we do outside of qualifying with our individual and crew-served weapons. It's right up there with individual soldier readiness. It really is. Because it's that planning that helps you determine the things that you need to do as a unit to prepare that unit to be ready to go prosecute the war if it's called upon to do that. And let me just say this. When you can articulate what you want to be when you get there, which allows you to articulate what you need to do in the next year to help you prepare to get there, which allows you to articulate what you need to do in the next 90 days to help you get there, you've actually kind of figured out the planning process. And imagine what it's going to feel like when you achieve the results you're looking for in that five-year plan. Now, we like to say we can help you retire in 5 years or less, because we know it's true, because we understand that's what our members do, and you can do it too. But I'm not saying that needs to be one of your goals, but if it is, it's a good goal. Hey, we come back from the break. I'm going to talk more a little bit about the planning process. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So since I'm stuck on the Army and I'm stuck on the planning process and we're talking about the planning process, I thought I'd share with you a little bit more information that might help you get through this process. So your 5-year plan is a strategic plan. It helps you formulate the strategies that you need to put into place to achieve that vision that you set for yourself. That 1-year plan that I've been talking about, well, that's more of an operational plan. Those are the things that you're going to go about doing over the next year that are going to be nested within that strategic plan of 5 years. And that 90-day plan, that's your tactical plan. That's the actual stuff you're going to work on a daily basis until you achieve the results you're looking for. And when you achieve those results, they'll have a positive impact on that 1-year operational plan, which will have a positive impact on that 5-year strategic plan. At the end of the day, I could tell you, okay, here's your exercise. Here's your homework. This is what I want you to do. I want you to do this, 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 and this. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you to do that. But what I am going to tell you to do is to visualize where you want to be. What does that look like to you? You know, an exercise that actually works, I have a friend that shared this exercise with me, was the concept of writing a letter to yourself. And it sounds weird, doesn't it? But that's what he does, and it works for him. He writes a letter to himself, which causes him to look forward and to visualize his life. In other words, where do you want to be in 5 years? Write to yourself as if you're 5 years in the future and talk about some of the goals that you're going to set for yourself and maybe consider what goals you set and what you did or did not achieve. And then talk about what you think were the most important accomplishments that you made during that 5-year period. I'm not saying you have to do that, but I'm saying that is a process that a friend of mine uses that works very well for him. Just another tool for your tool bag. That's all that is. So when you actually plan and you have in your mind where you want to be, let's say your end stated goal is to retire in 5 years or less. You want to retire in 5 years or less. Now that you know that's what you want to do in 5 years, 5 years from now, you envision yourself, I don't know, sitting on a beach, drinking a cold tropical drink with an umbrella in it, and the waves kind of crashing on the sand, and life is good, you know, and you're not worried about money, and you've got your family around you, whatever that looks like for you. How are you going to get there? What do you need to do to get there? Part of that may involve you figuring out what you need to do with your personal finances. And maybe that involves you acquiring certain assets that have the ability to provide you income streams, because maybe that's what you've determined you need in order to get there. And along the way, you have to look at the tactical things that you need to do. Maybe the first thing you need to do is sit down and figure out what your net worth is. Maybe that's the thing you need to do in the next 90 days to create that baseline of where you're starting. And then once you create that balance sheet and you know what your net worth is, maybe you start looking at how you're spending your money. Where's your money going? And maybe you start changing the way you utilize the money that does come into your household, whether you're working for it, whether it comes in for passive income, wherever it comes from. And maybe you look at your assets and you determine that you have some assets that aren't really producing anything for you in the way of passive income. Now, there's a lot of assets out there that you could have. Maybe you own gold. Maybe you own silver. Maybe you own whole life insurance. Maybe you've got a 401k or an IRA. Maybe you've got money in mutual funds. Maybe you've got money in stocks. Maybe you need to sit down and take a look at what those assets are doing for you and how they're contributing to the long-term goal that you set for yourself. Are those assets doing what they need to do today in order to position you for where you want to get to in 5 years? And maybe along the way, you set a one-year goal that says, I'm not going to do anything with those assets today. I'm going to see how they perform over the next year. And then I'm going to, in 1 year, analyze the rates of return that I achieved. And at that one-year mark, I'm going to determine whether or not the returns that I'm getting in the assets that I own are putting me on the path to achieve that goal that I set 5 years out. I just gave you an example of strategic, operational, tactical planning right there. So what's important to you? What does that big picture look like for you? Because I'll tell you, once you have that vision, once you understand where it is you're trying to get to, the rest of it becomes a little bit easier to deal with. As a matter of fact, when you surround yourself with like-minded individuals that are trying to achieve the same thing that you're trying to achieve, you actually get a benefit to the planning process because you meet other people that you can exchange information with. You can share ideas on how to get to that end stated goal. Planning is a mind game, and it's a mind game that can be very effective for you to achieve what you're trying to achieve. Let me go back to that dream board. That's what my wife calls it. She calls it the dream board. We have pictures on our board that represent where we're trying to get to, what we're trying to achieve. I'll just throw a couple things out at you. Some of you might listen to the show a lot. Some of you might not, so you may not know much about me. But when I look at my dream board, what I see in the five-year section, I see a picture of a ranch. That's not a special ranch. It's just a picture of a ranch. It's kind of an aerial picture. There's like, you can make out, there's like a house on it. But what you see is that there's not a lot around it, because that's where my wife and I want to be in the next 5 years. We want to be on a piece of property that doesn't have a lot of neighbors around it, with a lot of usable land to do the things that we want. And then we nest everything off of that. Man, I have run out of time. I was going to tell you the rest of it. Anyhow, we can help you with the planning process. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information. information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.